Welcome with your morning team show on WSGW. With Dave and Pat and Arch and Charlie on 100.5 on 790 on WSGW.com through Alexa and Siri. And the studios that we broadcast are sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. StoneSpecialist.net.
The shock will swallow you whole. Shake you, tenderize you. Down you go.
Thank you, Pat Johnston.
A.K.A. Robert Shaw.
From Jaws, of course. Art Lewis, are you ducking underneath your office desk at home because of the music?
Oh, yeah.
Appropriately, of course.
You're playing that music, and I'm reading about the guy that saved his dog from an alligator in Florida.
But did you see the size of that alligator?
Yeah, I did, and I saw the video. Yeah.
Well, in this case, you got to see the size of the shark, and you can now. The shark from Jaws.
The original?
No, The original is not available.
Okay.
But a fiberglass mold of the shark from Jaws, full scale, is now going to be above the main escalator at the new Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles, all 25 feet, 1,208 pounds of Bruce the Shark.
Bruce the Shark.
Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah, that was his name. Yeah, it was off.
You don't know the story?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
You want to tell him?
No, go ahead. Yes,
Bruce. Was the name of the shark. The crew named the shark Bruce. He was named after Steven Spielberg's lawyer.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. That's priceless.
Yeah, yeah, the original sharks, they actually were destroyed. But a fiberglass replica was able to be made. And this has been years in the making, it says. It's expected that this replica of the shark is going to be a major draw for the museum, which plans to open April 30th, 2021. Again, it's the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. The restoration took years. One of the funny things that happened is when they were taking the shark to the museum, they realized that they wouldn't be able to get it into the building because the fins made it too big. So they had to detach the fins. But it is so detailed, according to those who were part of the restoration or the making of the model, that all of Bruce's 116 teeth are visible to tourists as they view the shark. There's a picture of it. We'll get a link up on our morning team page so you can see more about that. But how cool is that? I mean, for a movie that goes back
45 years.
Yeah. I mean, there's still such a hold it has.
Mm-hmm. Art could probably provide a boat that would fit in that shark's mouth.
Oh,
I'm sure I could. Yeah, right.
Realistic. Yeah,
that'd be a snack.
He would need a bigger boat. Yes.
that line had to be delivered. To be delivered. It's 8:46 on WSGW. Hey, a couple of COVID coronavirus. Certainly, we know the seriousness of it, but there are unfortunately some. I guess I'll call them amusing or frustrating things that have continue to come forth. This one is getting a lot of news, but I just think it's hilarious. You know it's bad when members of your own political party and your friends are saying perhaps that's not the best idea. This has to do with New York Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's making announcements of, everyone change your plans, keep home, even your family, keep away. And then he was asked about his Thanksgiving plans and said, Well, my mom is going to come up, and my girls are going to be part of my plan for Thanksgiving. They're going to be home with me.
Oops.
And that's when the tweets started to happen.
Oh, then they should, yeah.
Again, for members of his own party and friends, it's like, and they didn't have to say much. Basically, one of the tweets was, really?
Yeah. Right.
He apparently has changed his plans. and here's another one. Yeah, again, I am mathematically challenged, but I thought it was funny. And this has to do with, from Washington, D.C., the mayor of Washington, D.C., announcing ways that they're going to do further ramping up, like we've done in Michigan, other states, of some restrictions and things like that because of numbers rising. And so she announced, the mayor of Washington, D.C. did, a number of adjustments for maximum limits of people allowed in places. Restaurants can continue to stay open until midnight, but they have to reduce, you know, those who are in the establishments.
Yeah.
She did say, here's where I do my math, houses of worship can continue at 50% capacity, though there will be a maximum limit of 50.
Huh? Those are small churches.
I can't.
I like that. No. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Wait a second. Yeah, houses of worship can continue at 50% capacity with a maximum limit of 50.
50.
So, obviously, you don't say the percentage. You just say you're limited to a maximum
limited 50.
Of 50.
Just say 50.
Just say 50 and be done with it. You don't try to confuse the issue.
No. You see, then those that are small churches,
yeah,
maybe
that's
only
true.
Hold 50
that's
or
true.
75
that's
people.
True. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They could be full.
You see, I knew Art Lewis. See, a mathematically challenged person, I looked
as myself.
I looked at it as that. So.
We're used to bigger churches, aren't we, Charlie?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. So that's well, you see, thank you for clarifying. You know, you see, I need
my pleasure.
To be corrected.
That's why I'm here. Well, so it's quite all right.
And thank you for being here.